Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The Indonesian Ministry of Forestry is planning to translocate several Javan rhinos to the Javan Rhino Study and Conservation Area as part of a breeding program. In a statement received in Jakarta on Tuesday, the Ministry Director General of Natural Resources and Ecosystem Conservation, Satyawan Putiamotko, explained that the program aims to genetically diversify the rhino population. The government envisions Red and White Village Cooperative working in harmony with village-owned enterprises to improve the welfare of rural communities. Deputy Minister of Villages and Disadvantaged Regions Development Ahmad Riza Patria stated. Patria emphasized that the emerge of the new cooperative is not meant to replace or overshadowing existing BUMDEs, but rather to complement them. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RRI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Welcome, good afternoon, VOI listeners and also viewers. Welcome to RRI Net with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And today we'll be playing you a video from the 2025 Youth Forum. It is a collaboration with Malang Creative Center and Malang Creative Forum, also KAK Singosari. It's also a collaboration with the youth creative local community, and not to forget the university students from Brawijaya University, Malang State University, Muhammadiyah Malang, Institut Teknologi Malang, and Malang Islam University, with the team of Malang Creative Economy Goes Global. Please give it a watch and take a listen.
Voice of Indonesia presents Youth Forum, where young voices matters.
Voice of Indonesia,
from Indonesia to the world.
Hello everyone.
Hi everyone.
Wow. Once again, hello everyone.
Woo. We wow, got, amazing.
Yes, mm. Many people in here today in a place which is so nice, and it is one of Indonesia's creative city.
That's right. Unfortunately for today, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Steve. Yeah. And so I'd like to say hello from Malang.
Yeah. We are from East Java, yeah, for today.
And yeah. What are we going to talk today in this youth forum?
Because I think like Malang is creative city.
It is so creative.
We're gonna talk about Malang creative economy
goes global. Yes, everyone. So today we are going to talk about Malang creative economy goes global.
Yeah.
Because we know about what do we have in here? App developers. What else?
Yeah, games developer. We have it.
And also?
Animation studios. We have everything.
We have everything in here. Yeah. And not only about the digital one, there will be also some representation from other sectors of a creative economy. So, in here, in Malang, joining us for this youth forum. Who are they? The first one.
The first one is from Malang Creative Fusion.
Amar Alphabet Fuadu.
Welcome. Give applause.
Welcome, sir. Thank you for joining
us. Welcome.
Yeah, please go to the stage. Thank you. And the next one to come up to the stage, which is from Malang Creative Center. We have
Mas Arman. Let's go. Rise.
Yeah. Hello, Mas Arman.
Hello, thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we got two people from the Malang Creative Fusion, Malang Creative Center. And the next one will be from Business Observer from Brawijaya University. We have
Mas Dia Satria.
Bringing his own cup of coffee, right?
Yeah, it's from
welcome,
his coffee.
Welcome.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, and also we would like to say welcome to the creative economic communities in Malang.
Yeah.
We have, who do we have? App developers.
Yeah.
Please a big round of applause for app developers, studio animation, also game developers from Malang.
Yeah.
Big round of applause, please.
Give applause, big applause. For sure. Yeah.
Steve,
don't forget, we have our boss. We have a director program and production RRI Malang. RRI, I mean, we have Pak Bistam. Okay, give applause, guys. Oh, wow. Okay.
And also the head of RRI Malang, we have
Pak Budi Suwarno.
And also the head of Voice of Indonesia,
Pak Widi Kurniawan. Wow, it is really crowded here.
Yeah. And because the title is Youth Forum, of course we have a lot of students from Malang.
That's
we have
right.
from Brawijaya University.
Who is from Brawijaya? Give applause. Okay, right there. Okay, and also we have Malang State University. Which one?
Also Muhammadiyah Malang University.
I like your power goals. Okay.
We got 1 million from there.
Yeah. And also, we have Institut Teknologi Nasional Malang.
Woo!
All right.
5 million from here and also from UNISMA or Universitas Islam Malang.
All right. It's in front of here.
And a little bit spoiler, the students coming here are not only from Indonesia, but also from across the globe. But I will not spill the nations. Let them tell it. As for themselves, and we are entering the first segment of today's youth forum, which is about
we're going to talk about the overview how the development of animation game application in Malang City.
We want to see how far have we been,
and that's right,
because the name of this program is youth forum. We would like to show the fire the questions to the students first.
All right.
okay so
maybe
we got some of the students here from where are you?
Iten Malang. Okay.
We will have a question for you, which is about
like about.
Okay, I will need a mic here for our friends.
Please come in. The microphone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madora. Okay. So the question is, we're kind of curious about this one. What do you think about animators, game developers, and application developers is worth of being dream professional in the future?
Yeah, do you think it is worth it for you to pursue in the future? Anybody want to ask? Want to answer to this?
Maybe you.
Okay. Do not be like. Come on.
It's okay.
Here's
bigger.
For you.
Yeah. Maybe give
okay,
me a
please stand up. Please stand up.
Yeah.
Okay. Big round of applause for my friend here.
Ethan.
Come with me. Come with me here. Yeah. So let's tell them your name, where you are from.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the mic, please. Thank you. It's on.
Good afternoon. My name is Jose Anthony Suarez and I'm from Timor-Leste.
Timor-Leste, alright.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So do you think this creative economy is worth it to pursue in the future?
Yeah, in the future.
Okay, thank you. Digital economic creativity is such a big opportunity to the student, mm-hmm. for youth especially. Because mm-hmm. Now we are in the most, I can say in Indonesian.
Globalization era, yeah, digitalization era.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The global is going so fast and the development yeah. of a digital economy and everything. Now we all talking about digitality.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though you have creativity like a traditional, you also need to sell on digital.
Yeah.
It's such a most important, like a game, like you guys say, mm-hmm. the game is more important. It's a big change. Big opportunity to all of us, and also for a millennial generation, not only for Gen Z. The elders, you guys also need to learn about it. It's more important. If no one, didn't want to try to learn about digital, you're gonna lose in this world.
You're gonna lose in this world. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's from Etanas. And from I'd like to fire this very same question to our friends who think they are safe back there.
Oh, that's so far.
We have from Brawijaya University. Where are you guys?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So we have a mail. I'd like to move to the ladies first. Okay. Yep. Thank you very much. Okay. So please, representing Brawijaya University, do you think creative economy is worth it for you to pursue? Yeah. Please stand up. Introduce your name,
hello.
Your campus.
Thank you
very much.
Hello, my name is Zahira Salvagaida. And I think, yes, like a creative economy is really important to pursue since, like, in this globalization era, so we have to pursue it, I think.
Okay, we know that this is kind of a repetition. He mentioned about globalization and the creative economies. Do you have any other aspect you want to say about it?
I think we have to start using media, social media, to start about the creative economy things, the personal branding, about the brands and everything. That's it.
That's it. Okay, thank you very much. A big round of applause for my friend in here. And Savannah, where are you? I cannot see
Savannah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, who's
I'm
next?
Here.
Who's
okay.
next?
Maybe I'm going to talk about with this one. Yeah, it's from
we go
Unisma.
Back to the front.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do you think about animation games and developers say application games and many more, the ecosystem? Is it pursue? Is it good to pursue in the future for the youth?
All right. Firstly, hello everyone.
Hello. Indonesia, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
What is your name?
Thank you so much for the opportunity. My name is Muhammad Imanuddin, but everyone calls me as Iman. So about this question, it was a really cool though. Talking about animation, I really interested with this one because as a young generation living in a society 5.0, this is a really important. Because the young generation have the uniqueness, they have to connectable to the globalization.
Uh-huh.
That way, we have to develop ourselves to the digital, like this one.
Okay.
These are really connectable to the future too.
To the future, yeah. Because in this era, digitalization is really important.
That's right.
So that's why you can learn more about this one.
Of course.
The application, games, animation. All right. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you too.
For the answer. Okay, hopefully you can get a bright future also. All right.
Savannah, I think we are taking a break from the students because behind me, yeah, people from the creative economy, I will not say community, they are the people who are doing it in Malang. So, how do you see the development of creative economy in Malang, especially in the digital aspects? Okay, please, your name and also where you are from. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Febrian. We are from Special Economic Zone. So basically, I want to introduce you about the Special Economic Zone first. So Special Economic Zone is the area that established the ecosystem of creative industry, such like animation, programmer, and we also collaborate with School King's College London, you know. So basically, if you ask me about the animation, programmer, game developer, this ecosystem is have to be the thing. I mean, the one that we can do to develop the creative industry like mm-hmm. that. So basically, about the creative industry itself, this my friend is from Oro Studio. Oro Studio basically have a lot of clients from what is it? Luar negeri?
From abroad.
Yeah.
I think you would like to talk closer to the
okay. Okay, I'm sorry guys. So basically in here there is a studio collaborate with other country like Malaysia, Singapore, Mexico, Australia, etc. And of course we try to go global. But today what we need is the ecosystem is beyond the production. Not okay. just about production. How about let's talk about Jumbo, right? If we talk about Jumbo, we know that our quality is really good, and our quality is we can compare with other country. Maybe if we talk about Disney, okay, it's too far, but I think that our quality is really good. But we need to collaborate with other studio that can publish our production, and also we need new resources from you guys to develop this industry more bigger and bigger. I think like that. Because we need each other to develop ecosystem for production, publish, distribute, and then of course to consume the products itself like that.
Okay.
There is other question.
Maybe is there any other question? Okay. A big round of applause first.
Wow, big applause.
Yeah. And you're from, you are talking for all the creative economy, not only the digital ones.
Yeah.
Everyone? Or only the digital creative economy only?
Like, I'm sorry.
Or like application, game, or even everyone. You're talking for everyone.
Yeah. Because we concern about animation, we talk a lot about animation stuff.
Yes.
But if about application, game developer, and of course, this is my friend, is part of Game Developer Malang, and we also try to develop in Malang, try to develop many kind of games, go international too, but of course, we need to push that kind of that thing and to consume our local production to make it big and to make it, of course, go international like that.
Okay, so we got to push it more so that we can go more international later.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, although I would like to point a little bit, I watched Mas Suga on telly.
Yeah.
From it was a very nice feature from Channel News Asia. I saw about him, and apparently some studios in Malang, they said that their customers, us, are mostly not from Indonesia, but from other countries. Is it true? Yeah, it is true. Okay, thank you very much. So we are going to move on with the next one.
Okay, but I just love it that what he said, that we should love a local product first, so that's why that the product can go international.
Yeah.
And that's really nice. And also, actually, animator in Malang, I think like the creation is really good, it's already in the international and many more.
And of course, not only talking about the digital ones, in here also joining us, can we call them a fashion designer? Can we call you like that? Okay, we got Zizi in here.
Zizi.
Okay, could you please introduce your name and what have you been doing in this creative economy in Malang?
Of course. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Let me introduce myself. I am Zizi. I am fashion designer and owner of my fashion brand, Fashion by Zizi. It's an honor for me to meet a great people here, of course. And I'm currently active as a fashion collaborator in Malang Creative Center.
Okay.
Yes, of course. And this is how Malang can be developed within Malang Creative Center, a place where we can connect each other. Yes, connect each other. We can empower and also we can develop my business strategy and also the production itself. In Malang Creative Center, of course, because in there many facilities and also relatable market and also relatable like
networking or something.
Yes, of
like
course,
that. It's quite complete, yeah.
Everything about communication, about production aspect, and also the relatable stakeholder in fashion industry, we can meet each other and share the experience about the fashion itself within fashion students, within fashion marketer, fashion educator, and also fashion designer. We can connect each other better and better for the good quality product and better quality of our product itself.
Okay, so it's so nice to have that very nice platform,
right? Yes, yeah. Of course. In Malang Creative Center, there's a lot of platform that can we can communicate each other and also push up the brand, our brand, and I'm very grateful that my brand is also has penetrated to the global market.
Which countries?
Yes, which countries?
In Japan, Korea, Italy, and also in Switzerland.
Woo! Big applause, guys! Wow, that's amazing.
Yes,
and this one of a person that used digitalization,
yes,
with really big networking, so you can go to global.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And before we continue, we would like to say we are so happy to be joined by the representation from the Youth Sports and Tourism Agency of Malang City. Big round of applause for the Youth Sports and Tourism Agency of Malang City. Okay, Savannah, because we have been mentioned about the Malang Creative Center, we have someone on the stage. We are not forgetting you guys.
Right.
Just hang on a little bit because we only have several minutes left according to our
program. Maybe really quick, the answer about the, is it, how about the developer of a game and application in Malang, the condition right now?
Yeah, just a short one, please. Thank you.
The short one.
Who will answer this question, I think? Me first, or maybe Mas Dias or Mas Amar? Okay. Okay, thank you. I think I'm not entirely sure about the capacity to answer this question, but I try to explain with my range of point of view in Malang Creative Center, which is, it is true, some things that our friends in front of us giving a statement about how important the digital and how important the to stay relevant and having some uniqueness, because in this era of the crowdness, the era of this information, we have we need to stay having some differentiation for the others.
Okay.
Regarding the digital industry in Malang, it is this is coincident, maybe because I was having a conversation with Mas Dias about the same almost the same things, because the wind has changed, the era maybe it is happening very fast, it is almost no one can it is almost no one can having a quick grasp before they have a tight grasp to this matter. The wind has changed, so I think we need to revise about how we perceive what is the digital era itself. Yeah. Last night I was attend a nice event talking about AI at Indigo Space, and it is somehow opening a new perspective for me personally. I think we should revise about how the industry treat the fastness, the agile of the trend of digitalization.
Okay.
Because if we look at ourselves right now, we are still like it or not, we are still a market. We are still a consumer. Mm-hmm. We are not yet a producer. We are like it or not, we should admit that we are a third world country.
Okay, so if I can quote from abroad, it says that only a crazy person wishing for a different result by doing the same way. So we gotta change our ways.
That is exactly a definition of insanity, doing something over and over again with a hope different result, is it?
Okay, thank you very much.
We're still on Youth Forum by Voice of Indonesia. Youth Forum, where young voices matters.
Once again, a big round of applause for all of us in here. Stay tuned.
Really nice.
I do not even remember how to move the dance. Thank you very much.
I can't move because I don't play TikTok.
Oh, thank you very
much. That's a really nice song. Okay.
And now we are in the second segment. In the first segment, we have been getting insights about the situation related to the creative economy. So in the second one, we would like to see the challenges and the probable solution, maybe,
the
or
problem
efforts.
Solution, from Malang Creative Fusion and maybe business developer, something like Observer,
Okay, we would like to ask our speakers
for today.
Yeah, please, Sobana.
Okay, maybe I want to ask to Mas Amar Alphabet. Okay, so actually talking about the challenging that happened in Malang, maybe about animation, application and also games. What is it and what do you do as a Malang Creative Fusion to handle it?
Okay, thank you. Why the question challenge first?
Yeah.
Why we don't talking about the opportunity first?
Okay.
This is like a challenge for our. Okay.
Okay, so maybe he want to show about the opportunity
first. Okay, let's begin from opportunities first.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, actually, I'm very happy today, because this event give me a new perspective about the event in Malang.
Yeah.
Applause for RRI.
Applause, yeah.
It's a kind of feel international.
Yeah. Oh.
Because in English.
It's English.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, 2016, when we are Malang Creative Fusion is start, we have 9% initiate this community we call Malang Creative Fusion. That time we are believe that Malang should be speak in global stage. We understand that because Malang we have a lot of opportunity. Mm-hmm. Also we have a lot of resources to speak in global stage. That time we see the opportunity is talent. We see a lot of talent. 300,000 student higher education in Malang.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And each year incoming student increase steadily.
Yeah. Oh.
The first big opportunity for Malang, there is talent. Because you know now we see a lot of countries that declining in terms of youth. And we have it.
We have it
all here. That's the first opportunity. The second, 2016, we are doing some kind of benchmarking trip to Singapore. And then we are discussing with VCs, venture capital, and also the government, and also one of the creative center in Malang Creative Center, like Malang Creative Center today we have National Design Center Singapore. This is what we need, because we see to aggregate all of the opportunity and also the resources, we need one place that can create the ecosystem. Everyone come discussing and create the opportunity together. Every stakeholder must be sit in one place and discuss this. And they say they already know about Malang capability. They know that one of their understand about Malang the design is exceptional, they say. Exceptional. Wow. So we are already recognized in Singapore. Wow. Because we know that one of and many at that time, 2016, there is some many student and also the professional that doing remote working from Malang. And also that time already some company international company that working in Malang. Mm-hmm. One of them is 24 Slide. They have 200 designer here and operate
wow
in Malang long time. So yes, we have all the opportunity for internationally. Okay, oh, then I will try to
yeah, the challenge then.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Challenge. What is the challenge? Yeah. But the opportunity is quite good, yeah, yeah, in Malang.
Because if the opportunity is not size, well, it will not be an opportunity at all, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what are the challenges?
The challenge is a lot, man. It's not easy. Okay. We need to become international city. The challenge is a lot. Communication between stakeholder still a challenge.
Mm.
To aggregate and move in one direction is a challenge. To create maturity in our culture in Malang, also it's a challenge. To understanding international culture, it's a challenge. And then also tap in value chain of international and global industry, also it's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But we know now we have good opportunity in Malang. We have some movement. We have direction now. And we have already proved it. We have now MCC.
Yeah.
To make it happen. And we have now special economic zone.
Yeah.
That also focusing on creative economy. This initiative of Malang and Greater Malang collaborating to tap in international opportunity we all have in now. Is there any more challenge we have in the future? Yes, we have a lot of them. Let's discuss one by one.
Okay. So moving on from Pak Amar, thank you very much for the answer. We would like to move on with Mas Dias.
Yeah, okay, business so, observer, yeah, from Brawijaya University.
So there has been a saying about the communication between the stakeholders. Yeah. So let's talk about those stakeholders. We got the local government and maybe businesses. What is your opinion about the efforts that have been made by these stakeholders to develop creative economy in the city?
Yeah, thank you very much, Stephen and Savannah. I'm really happy to join with this discussion, and thanks for Mas Arman and Mas Amar. Talking about the stakeholders, I think the need for the stakeholders to go together is to nurture the ecosystem.
Mm.
Because this is something that how the creative economy can grow time by time. You know, just need the actors of the creative economy, the animators, the filmmakers, etc. But it also need the government, the media, the university to collaborate, to talk about and discussing about the creative economy. So all the stakeholders are very important. Mm. And the challenge is how to make them understand what is the creative economy itself. Because as an example for the local governments, they really hard to differentiate between what is the creative product and the traditional products. Yeah. That's the definition that is really hard to identify. So we need to nurture also the local governments to give them the mindset how the big the impact of the creative economy for the economy. Because it's just not just giving a product, but also giving the multiplier effects to the other sectors in our economy. So that's the thing that I need to inform.
Okay, that's it. But actually, talking about the potential creative product in Malang, so how to be developed it?
Yeah, I think in Malang, as we coming here, most of the 17 sectors we have in Malang.
A lot, yeah.
Even Malang is identified as the games and apps. Something that is really different with the creative product and not the creative product, for example, sometimes it cannot be measured. For example, I have a friends that make an animation for the Walt Disney, for example, and they selling it in the United States. There's one of my friend working as a sound engineers for one of the film, and they sell it in Jakarta. So this is what we call the regional production network sharing. Means that some of the actors in Malang, they doing a part of the creative economy product, of the final products. Mm-hmm. Like they just put the music, animations, games, apps, for example. So this is the thing that coming in Malang. So that's why if you are going to the coffee shop, it maybe they work for the United States company working as an animators, as a design, graphic designers, or anything else. For example, because I also have a coffee shop, and some of the people that working there could be working for the other city or the other nations, the other countries.
And it's just so many in this era right now.
So many as a freelancers,
Okay, so actually talking about the main problem maybe, is there any problem talking about the creative economy business in Malang to reach international market? Is it difficult?
Actually, I don't see any barriers, any obstacles for the local designers to work outside, because we have artificial intelligence, we have Google Translate with any important features there. We have no barriers for doing communications. Something that we need to do in Malang is to nurture them to become really a professional game designers, to understand what is the intellectual properties, what is the international law about these things, how to accompany them to meet with the business industry so they can understand the clause of the regulation, the clause of the agreements. This is something that sometimes missing. They can make a product, but they don't understand about the regulation, about the law.
Yeah, unfortunately, so, some of them, some of them. Okay. Actually,
And you said that there is no barriers for them to sell it to the global market, right?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, I would like to hear it from our friends in here, from the community. Okay, so could you please share with us what kind of challenges that is faced in bringing the products to the other countries? What are the main challenges that is faced by our creative economy community?
Yeah, so about the challenges in our industry is of course that we, like what I said before, we try to do something more. Like we make an original intellectual property, like what I hear from the like what I heard before, because intellectual property is really important for our industry, because if we have intellectual property, people from around the world will know us more. For example, like we talk about Jumbo again.
Yes.
For example, like, you know Jumbo? Oh yeah, yes, I know from Indonesia. So basically, we try to make intellectual property our original creation and tell the world that this is us, this is our quality, etc. But the challenges is sometimes if we talk about funding, if we talk about validation, market validation, it's really hard for now, because we need maybe 2 till 3 years to validate the market, to make sure that our intellectual property get loved by everyone in Indonesia or international. But if we talk about funding, they will ask about return of investment within less than maybe 2 years. So that's the challenge of our industry. If we try to develop intellectual property, if about a client, international client, I think we have more about effortless, because now there is so much studio, and my studio network, they get a client for another country maybe easily, because we are already trusted by them to support their production. For example, like we create a Bobo Boy commercial like that, they ask us to support their production like that. So basically, if we talk about our quality is not problem at all. But if we talk about ecosystem like funding, market validation, etc., it's really kind of a new challenging, I think. That's a main point. Because if we try to make intellectual property, original intellectual property, we have an extra effort, like more than we just production in the animation industry. We hope that we can make a lot of intellectual property, our original creation. Maybe we can create our Mickey Mouse, maybe we can create our like Lilo and Stitch,
yeah,
or something like that.
Something like that, okay.
Yeah.
So the product is not the problem, it's about the whole ecosystem and support for
that. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And of course, talking about support, we need support from so many people.
Yes.
Not only from the investors, not only from the business players, but also from the media. Joining us in this very nice place is the Director of Program and Production of Radio Republik Indonesia. We would like to know, how is the support by RRI for the creative economy, both in Malang and the whole Indonesia? Please, Pak Mistam. Thank you very much.
Yeah, terima kasih. Saya menggunakan bahasa Indonesia saja ya.
Yeah.
But I know you say with me.
Yeah, I will translate it into English.
Okay. RRI dalam konteks kekinian sangat memberikan ruang yang sangat besar sekali kepada teman-teman, terutama di industri kreatif. Dan salah satu yang sekarang kita kembangkan salah satunya adalah kita menggerakkan teman-teman musisi dan penyanyi seluruh Indonesia. Artinya sekarang ini RRI lagi fokus mengembangkan, mendorong program musikpreneur sebagai wadah teman-teman musisi dan penyanyi di Indonesia. Di sisi lain, kita ini memberikan ruang siaran kepada teman-teman UMKM ya di seluruh Indonesia. Di samping itu, kita memberikan ruang kreatif apapun itu ya kepada teman-teman kreator di seluruh Indonesia, baik itu dalam bentuk program siaran maupun dalam program-program yang lainnya. Dan ini sudah kita lakukan sudah lama sekali, sekitar 5 tahun yang lalu. Dan konten-konten yang berbasis memadai teman-teman kreator ya, ini sudah banyak sekali di RRI digital kita. Itu sebagai bentuk tanggung jawab Radio Republik Indonesia untuk menumbuhkan ekonomi kreatif di Indonesia. Okay. Saya kira itu.
Okay, let me translate it for our listeners. So, in the last 5 years, Radio Republik Indonesia has been doing opening a very big space for all the creative economy. For musicians and singers, we have the Musicpreneur Program, MSMEs, and also for even creators, we got a lot of programs for them. And so many things can be even found in the app called RRI Digital.
Yeah.
Everybody can download it right now, RRI Digital, because it's not only listening to our broadcast, but you can also see so many creative products from Indonesia in this application. Thank you very much, Pak Mistam.
Thank you very much, Pak Mistam. And maybe we also want to know about how about RRI Malang, yeah, that support creative economy in Malang. So let me ask for the head of RRI Malang, we have Pak Budi Suwarno.
Okay, thank you. Like say Mr. Mistam, Director of Program and Production RRI. RRI Malang plays a significant role in empowering and promoting local, micro, small, medium enterprise towards various program and initiative. By utilizing a broadcasting platform, RRI Malang provide exposure to small business owner, helping them reach a wider audience. And the radio station features talk show, interviews, and promotional, and like business communities to provide education, training, and business development resources. This support contributes to growth and sustainability of medium, micro, small, medium enterprise in the region, like that.
Okay, so thank you very much. So NRI Malang also support the economic creative in Malang. And also if you want to know, just listen to RRI Malang. Yeah, we have a lot of programs. Yeah.
Which we hope that is enjoyable. We are coming to the conclusive part of this event, which is we would like to see some closing statements from our speakers. So, Savannah.
That's right. Maybe for the first one, I want to know about the conclusion with this discussion. Yeah, for the first one is from Malang Creative Fusion. We have Mas Amar. Yeah. Okay. How about the conclusion that you heard with the audience here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely, we need collaboration.
We need collaboration. Yeah.
We need collaboration. And in our community, we have three principles. First, connect, collaborate, and commerce. We need to inline everything what we to do, what we need to. This principle, everyone need to know everything about what happened in our hometown, yeah, and what we want going to do. And then we need to collaborate, and then we do the commercialization together. That we need to do. And in global state, we also need differentiation. That's why coming culture. Creative economy need to build in three pillars. Mm-hmm. First, we need to create creative thinking. Everything we need to do creatively. Yeah. And then the second, we need to know our culture, because this is very unique for us in the global states. So we need leverage, and the culture is one thing that we have, and this is very profound impact to our product. We creating value with our culture, and then technology. This three pillar cannot escape if we want to make different in global state. First, creative thinking, and then we have culture, unique culture of Indonesia, and then we have need integrate with technology. Again, everyone must be collaboration. We do everything very do it with passion.
Yeah.
And do it together. Yeah.
And talking about culture, we have people can say we have too many cultures.
Yes.
So many ideas can be brought up from our culture.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. So thank you very much, Mas Amar.
Yeah, thank you.
And the next one, should we call him Sam? not Mas, but Sam, because talking
Sam,
about culture, there is
Sam.
It's a bit reversed in Malang.
Yeah, we have Bosowalikan,
a reverse language. So,
Sam Arman.
Yeah, from all the challenges, opportunities, and solution, what can you conclude for us?
Okay, Nuus is a Bosowalikan. It means suwun. It means thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity and for the conclusion. I like to underline what Sam Dia said and Sam Amar said before, that it is true that we need to do collaboration. In Malang Creative Center, I see some very, very familiar faces here, friendly faces that already we have some very much collaboration in Malang Creative Center, and some of new faces for the student. The collaboration is the key factor. Malang Creative Center is a government funded facilities,
okay,
but we cannot rely entirely in a government itself. Mm-hmm. Who will run the ecosystem? It is not depend on the government itself. It is also depend on our community power. So we have so much talented assets here in Malang, like Sam Amar said, 300,000 each year coming to Malang, and not all of them coming back to their hometown. They stay here in Malang, they do their business in Malang, they maybe settle here and having a family. It is an intangible asset that we should have the sense of creativity to harness these resources, these human resources turning into a human capital. Through what? Through collaboration. And whom will be doing the part of the collaboration? The most fatal part is first things, the governments, but not everything can rely on the governments. So who will take the part? The community matters here. We have building the community power in Malang Creative Center, which is, Mas Dia said, how to nurturing the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The underlying is without too much rely on the government. Who will we do? The ecosystem will be built organically by community, for community. In Malang Creative Center, we doing so much workshop. It's month, it is over than 300 activity in Malang Creative Center, which is done by almost community and from the students, university students. It is very much collaboration that we are talking about. We don't need much more government fundings, but the governments, it is just needed to, first thing first, we need a clear regulations, that regulation that friend having aside to make things easier for startup, for community, for local SME to get this easier business. And then the second, government, it is not always have to provide fundings, but like doing like provide enough decent facilities, a room, maybe equipment, so the community having their own creativity to actually using what the government have provide, which is in Malang Creative Center, it has happened actually. So it has happened organically. Who will be nurturing the ecosystem? Government, yes, but they having the limitation.
Yeah.
And who will do? Who will filling the gap? It is community power that already happened with Malang Creative Center already maybe 26 months now, but it's already more than 14,000 activity.
Mm.
All of them, it is without government spending.
Wow.
So it is because it can be happen because collaboration like Pak Amar said.
Okay,
a big round of applause for the creative economy community in Malang, because the other night I went to see them and they are from different businesses, but they don't like rivals.
Yeah, exactly.
They are like friends talking about businesses, even if they are having similar products, similar things.
Exactly like that. So the beauty of this collaboration is from the different communities, different perspective. They may be having some problems that maybe other community is having a similar problem, same problem, but they already solved it.
Oh, okay.
So they can share it. They can share the problems. Oh, I've been there in I've been there in your position before, but this is how I manage that. That things happen in Malang Creative Center.
Okay.
Wow, nice.
The discussion, sharing moment.
Yeah. I mean, they want to develop not by themselves. They want all of
together.
Them to develop together.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Sam Arman.
Amazing. Okay.
And also the
Let's
last
move
one.
On again, to Business Observer from Brawijaya University.
Yeah.
The conclusion maybe about this one, the economic creative.
Yeah, with this event, because this is an international event, I would like to invite eyes from international to see Malang.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of ecosystem in terms of the creative economy. We need more investors coming, we need ventures capital coming to see the game studio in Malang, to see the software house in Malang, to see the young talents. We have 42 university in Malang, we have 100,000 students, so we have a lot of talents. We have also the place for incubates the talents in the creative economy. So please coming to Malang to see Malang as the creative economy power after the Silicon Valley.
After
nice.
Silicon Valley, that's
wow,
amazing.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, because Indonesia is not Jakarta.
Yeah.
It's not only Surabaya, Bandung. Malang also needs more exposure from the international
community.
So if you happen to be listening to this, watching this, I really recommend you to go to Malang to see how many creative economy. Even if you are looking for animation studio on Google Maps in Malang,
there are so many of them. Yeah.
Okay, and so many things that we still want to be discussing, but the time is up. So we would like to say thank you very much for Sam Amar.
Thank
a big round of applause for Sam Amar from Malang Creative Fusion.
And also thank you for Mas Arman, yeah, Malang Creative Center. And also the last one, thank you from Business Dev, the Observer, I mean from Brawijaya University, we have Mas Dias.
Sam.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are still undecided on Sam or Mas.
Mas or Sam, yeah.
And also a big round of applause from friends from Studio Animations in Malang.
Thank you very much for
app
coming.
App developers and also game developers and of course students from Malang and also different countries. Thank you very much for joining this event. And of course, we hope.
Yep.
What do we hope about from this?
Actually, I hope that a lot of eyes can see Malang as a creative city because a lot of creative people here and a lot of collaboration happen here. There's a space in Malang. We have Malang Creative Center, and I think like youth should do more creative in Malang because you have a place right here.
And people just need to come here and see for yourself. So thank you very much. I'm Steve.
I'm Savannah. We'll say goodbye. And
goodbye.
See you again to the next youth forum.
See you and the next youth forum. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've just joined Youth Forum by Voice of Indonesia. See you in the next Youth Forum. Youth Forum, where young voices matters.
You just watched the Youth Forum from the 2025. And of course, if you want to watch it again, you can watch it on our YouTube channel VOI Official. Please check it out. And I also cannot wait to have our next year Youth Forum. So please stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia, sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia, sesungguhnya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz